This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This hour is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. You got a little business having trouble keeping cashiers? Hey, do self-checkout. Walmart, Home Depot, Costco, they've all done it. Give Southwest a call at 800-540-2149 or go to southwestpos.com. Guys will come out to your business, take a look, and if it fits, it could cost you as less as a cash register would, if you can believe that. So give them a call or go check them out, and Jeff and Mark will check you out, and you'll get 7-day, 24-hour day service to keep you and your little business running. Also, I want to give a big shout-out to Black Forest Motorsports, Porsches, BMWs, Minis, whether you're just looking for a dealer alternative or maybe you've got that little bit of racing blood in you. They can take care of both. Go to blackforest.com, blackforest.com. All right, young lady, who have you brought in today?
Yeah.
I've run into this guy once.
Yeah, I'm late to the party on meeting our guest today. So what I'm gathering is he's raced or ridden everything except a unicycle. And maybe we'll start with like two wheels, three wheels, and four wheels, or if we'll go chronologically, we'll see. He's also the owner of Schoonies Side by Side. Please welcome Ron Schoonover. Did
correct.
I do it right
you
that
got it
time?
100%.
Not Schoon,
yes.
But Schoonover.
Wow, very good. Because you notice I didn't try that. You notice how quiet I was over here? Yeah.
I hadn't sometimes, said it out loud yet.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't go into these arenas.
Yeah.
So, how's it going, Ron?
Great.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for
all
having
the way
me.
From Alpine.
So, how long have you been doing this? This job?
What, the Schoonies?
Schoonies has been around for just about 2 years now.
Okay, so you just kind of... Did we talk about a school for side-by-side and quad, you know, for people to
like
buy...
Like a training and...
Oh. Did we talk about
we
that?
We did. We touched base a little bit on that.
At KUSI.
Yes.
See, is there one or is there a need for one?
Is there a need for one?
There's 100% a need for one.
Yeah. Is there one, I guess?
Like and we talked not, earlier.
And would he not make a good instructor?
They'd hear him.
And you'd pay attention. You know, it's just time, sponsorship.
Space.
And it's got to be almost mandated. Like you get a driver's license, you have to have a motorcycle license. You should have a side-by-side license or, you know, because.
Or heavily, I don't know, the recommendations just heavily put out there.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, if you, I mean, Ronald can tell you, the people buy these things. They'll even come in, throw gobs amount of money on them to go faster, okay, because slow is never good. And then if Ron starts trying to talk him into safety gear, I bet you there's a few that say, I got what I got's fine.
Well, the biggest thing out there is we know these machines we're buying, they're almost like mini race cars these days.
Yeah.
People are just able to go down, buy them, finance them, and take them to the desert. No experience at all, and hey, let's go.
Yeah.
And as we know, they can roll real easy. People, the first instinct in them is to get them and let's do some donuts. First thing we want to do.
Yeah.
And within a couple of minutes, they're usually on their side or on their roofs.
Right.
They're not meant to do donuts. They're a little bit top heavy.
Yeah.
That's not what they're meant to do. So as Dave's saying with the safety class, I couldn't agree more because, you know, we grab these things. We're down. Next thing you know, we're doing 35, 50 miles an hour through the whoops, and we don't have any experience being off-road to begin with.
Right.
So are we just talking about this? Is anybody being a little more proactive? Just devil's advocate here. It's not on your responsibility. I'm just curious.
No, yeah, I think it's too big to tackle. You know, I hate to say it, but...
Well, to require it, but what about starting to offer it? Anybody?
But who's going to take on that gorilla?
The big manufacturers? From their heart and liability. From their heart and their pocketbook.
Okay, well, That ain't gonna happen. I mean,
no. Okay.
Well, I hate to say it.
Looking through rose-colored glasses.
I know, but I mean, it's almost gonna have to be mandated. But then,
what about if it's like if you're under 18? Could you mandate it?
Well.
Or who really wants more mandates? Wait, I didn't throw that out there.
Okay.
California has enough.
How old were you when you started racing?
Racing or riding?
Racing. Okay, that's all you need.
I was older.
Okay, so the only point there is it doesn't make a difference how old you are. You still got to have the training. And if you start at 50 or 60, then you really need the training because when you hurt yourself, it's going to take a lot longer to fix.
Well, dirt track, there's no required.
No, but see,
training. I just wanted to make sure I could hold my line, but that was me. No one told me I had to.
But I get it, but you had a lot of safety gear on.
Well, here's something that we haven't brought up. There is no alcohol till the last checkered flag. I'm out at the desert, Ocotillo Wells. Oh, that's not checkered. Really
no, unfortunately,
required.
It kind of flows, unfortunately. Yeah.
Like so
we ought to think about it. I think a Scooties, you know, side-by-side driving school.
Safety class of some sort.
A safety class.
What's happened is we've already kind of gone down this rabbit hole of it, and it's gotten so big, as Dave said, it's hard to manage at this point. How do you back up and start now? Well, he posed the question to me at KUSI a few weeks ago, and it's definitely gone through my mind many of times. And it's such a daunting task, even. Mm-hmm. Where do you start with
Where
something
do you
like
start?
This? And I'll tell you, I'm an East County guy. I don't want more mandates. But at the same time,
right.
I think it's necessary
right.
because of where we're at now, you know? And so, just like a motorcycle safety class, when I went to get my motorcycle's license,
exactly.
You could either do the class at DMV,
yes.
you know, or go do the circle at DMV or do the class. I elected to do the class.
Right.
I had a big Harley, and I looked at that little circle and said, nope, I'm going to the class.
I just closed my eyes, did the circle, prayed, and passed.
I couldn't
there
do it.
Go.
I was on a Harley as well.
Yep.
But there's really no reason why you can't imply that on a side-by-side, especially a side-by-side,
mm-hmm.
or maybe not a quad necessarily, but even maybe a quad.
Maybe there's someone out there listening right now.
I think this day and age, definitely, I would attack the UTVs. I mean, that's where everything is going. Even in our group over the years, we've went from 8, 10, 12 quads into camp, and I think we had 3 last time.
Mm.
And just got text last night from the guy that had the 3 that is now getting a side-by-side.
Yeah.
So they're really, I mean, unfortunately, the quads, even the manufacturers are seeing it. They're not manufacturing them anymore. They're kind of becoming what the 3-wheelers were. They're coming, the dinosaur, per se.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, who doesn't want to go out and jump in a race car per se with what these little side-by-sides are. We strap, you know, we sit in a nice comfortable seat, we put seat belts on, and we can go through the, you know, we can cruise or we can boogie and, you know, go through the whoop-de-doos very comfortably.
Yeah,
so
is there a false sense of safety, do you think?
I think so.
Because of the hardware the 5-point, is there 5-point restraint or
you can get
4?
Them.
The stock ones actually just come, believe it or not, with just standard strap-in snaps. They're actually going to the 4 points at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I think the newer, you know, the 2023s and some of the 2022s have them. But at our shop, we definitely recommend the 4 points. Mm-hmm. I think 5's a little extreme for them. You can go there, but definitely a 4-point is highly recommended.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So maybe we're having this conversation. Maybe there's someone out there who's looking for a purpose. And we're pointing it out for them.
I totally
before 100% it's too late. I hate the thought, and I don't like it when people are reactive instead of proactive, and they're going to wait for that last person.
You sound like me.
To die, and then they're like, "We need this."
And I kind of think we're already there, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I think if you which numbers I haven't seen published, but I'm sure the amount. And I think my problem is I've talked to people that have lost family members. Due to ignorance of the other driver.
I'm putting you on the spot, Dave.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe there's someone out there right now.
Maybe I'll look
and
into it.
And they really want to find this as their purpose. Would you be willing to kind of get a think tank
sure.
together,
sure.
maybe even an hour on radio, and we put a couple people in contact,
absolutely.
And we think out loud and figure out how to really make this happen, especially in Southern California, where we can play many, many days.
Only if you'll be the co-host.
Absolutely.
Right,
no, I'm too shy to talk.
No, that would be something I'd definitely be interested in.
I mean, I think
we
need to get with Honda, Yamaha, Kawasaki. You need to get with all the manufacturers and say, look, we need your help. You know,
maybe they could sponsor it.
Well, that's my
start
saying.
Throwing money Ron's way, and he's not in charge
well,
of
Ron
it.
May,
I'm not putting you in charge
Ron
of it, Ron,
may
but
not even
tank,
want to do
tank.
It.
No,
you just want to see it. Come.
No, I would definitely like to be a part of it.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
because
I would enjoy it.
Because 2 jobs is not
I mean,
enough. That's what I'm hearing. You already have two jobs.
Luckily, I have good assistants, which allow me to have 4 and 5 jobs.
See? So, hey, because you could always retire training, you know, side by sides. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you could just retire. You could be like old, like me. I'm just doing radio. You can go as long as you want to go. Yeah. All right. How come we're not going to break?
Because the big digital clock is not in our face.
Where is it? Well, we're going to take a break right here on Rachel Radio. FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is Rachel Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer.
Segment's sponsored by El Cajon Ford, where nobody but nobody will treat you better than El Cajon Ford. Totally family. Go to ElCajonMotors.com. They added their used car department into their new car department. So it's all in one big location. Service department will work on any and everything in your garage. That's right. Ford, Chevy, Toyota, doesn't make any difference. But El Cajon Ford, the family stores are getting smaller and smaller. So if you want a good deal and you want to be treated like family, El Cajon Ford. All right. Did Dirt Dude call in? Okay. So let's go back.
Is that a no?
Let's go back to Ron.
Just one moment, because this is Barona's segment.
Yes.
May I tell the listeners why Mark didn't call in?
Yeah, why did Mark not call in?
Because it's day two of working on the track in preparation for April 1st.
That's where we were supposed to be.
So,
we had a shovel for you and me.
They did a lot of work yesterday. I guess they pulled out the K-rails, which is, to me, the most important thing. I'd rather take a weed over only a foot and a half of the K-rail showing. So I think they pulled it up, and then they're going to kind of resurface or pat down or do something, and then put them back up. So they'll be taller. And so when I reached out to Dirt Dude and Mark, Mark's like, well, I won't have guaranteed cell service because I'm back at the track.
Good.
And I think he saw a picture of Trish, like, working on the weeds. And just an update for the Barona racers.
Cool.
Safety.
Yeah. Folks, we all ought to jump in, all the racer fans, and go out and have a cleanup. Because, man, the rains caused the weeds just to go crazy.
Yeah. Anyway,
all right. So anyway, back to...
Ron's in the house. Are we going to do chronological on his racing, or are we going to go two-wheel, three-wheel, four-wheel? What should we do?
Totally up to him.
I think chronological would be the way to do it because the three happened before the two.
And then four. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, so can you tell the listeners how lucky you were at 12 and 13-year-old? Oh,
Dirt Dude is
the
on the line.
The listeners don't know what we just heard.
Oh.
Dirt Dude's on the line.
Hey, bud, what's kicking?
Sorry.
Hey, not much, man. I was just like, I'm listening in. I'm like, is Mark going to call in? Because Mark would have the play-by-play action that I wouldn't know about.
At the track?
Yeah. I heard Brittany covering it. And, it looked like there was about a quarter to a third of the K-rail buried that they raised it up.
Oh, wow. That's going to be...
I mean, that was pretty... a lot.
How many corners was that in?
Well, they did... both 3 and 4 and 1 and 2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're everywhere, but I think they were working on 3 and 4 yesterday.
Wow. Yeah, the straightaway pretty much never really seems to, like, get buried.
Been there, done that. I'm pretty sure you called me one time. I can't believe you landed that. It was, like, at the finish line.
Yeah.
Got a little air.
Yeah.
Not on purpose.
A little ballerina action going on.
I know there's a step there that I have to get my big butt to get over the K-rail at the flag stand, and that stays pretty much, well, it's been pretty much like I can step right off the side of the dirt, the track, onto it, and sometimes it's a little bit higher, like a couple of inches off the track. But just to actually raise the K-rails up off the ground, like I said, you're talking, you know, 4 to 6 inches, that's a good amount that they're buried in there.
Yeah.
That's going to help, you know, raise them back up a little bit taller. And then it also gives us, if they're sitting higher, that means we can cut the track with more of a little bit of a berm to it, a little bit more of an angle.
Bank. Yeah, some people in the comments last night. More bank.
Yeah, can we, you know, velodrome, super speedway kind of thing?
Yeah, right.
I don't want to lift.
Nobody wants to lift.
That's why some people run wings. Mm-hmm. They don't have to.
Little wing slam there. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even intend it that way.
You can run a wing on a dwarf car when they do the whole open...
Yeah, the open comp.
...series thing.
I don't have any motors to spare, so I stay away from that. Sometimes people just push it too much.
Oh.
Burns up motors really quick because you're just, you have so much speed and so it, they go so well. And everyone's like, yeah, you just run them really hard and you don't give them a break.
Yeah.
You don't let them breathe much. They're just full throttle the whole time.
Dirt Dude, have you ever ridden or raced a three-wheeler?
Yes. I grew up in the desert. Yeah.
With the three wheels?
Well, yeah, because I started on a bike and then we went, and now we got everyone's hand-me-downs. So, like, when we started, we got all the 90s that were pumped to like a 110.
Our guest is grinning really big when you said that.
Then you got the 110 that was built to like a 120, 185 that had like a 195 kit in it, 250Rs that had, you know, a 300 kit in them.
Yeah. See what you asked for?
They're agreeing with you, though.
Do you know a Shuni's side-by-side?
No.
Well, that's who's in the house.
We're going to find out who he's going to be, and one of our friends.
Well, yeah, he raced at 12. You were a factory rider on three wheels, correct, Ron?
Correct. Kawasaki
at 12,
Team Green.
In seventh grade. Like, right. Dream come true. For some.
And we were doing. We were telling Brittany three-wheeler stories.
Yeah.
How they bite you.
They only bite you if you know, have not ridden much, because once you ride them, then you know. Don't put your foot down. Yeah. You lean up. You lean the right way, and, you know, the whole thing. After a couple crashes, you learn real quick.
Yeah, but see, it's those couple crashes we were all sitting here chatting about. Because Brittany has never been on one.
I've only had one on me, but I've never been on one.
Yeah, it crashed on her. Smooshed her.
A three-wheeler or?
Correct.
Three-wheeler.
Yeah. A three-wheeler. I was on two wheels. The other girl was on three wheels, and they were both on me.
Yeah,
they made such a big comeback. I mean, like, they were, everyone's like, they're a death trap, and everyone's like, I gotta have one of them death traps
today. My gosh, people are buying them left and right. Do you work on those
like
too,
on
Ron?
The black market?
Occasionally we do work on them. I do own a 1981 185S personally.
A 185?
Yeah.
It's running?
Yeah, that is running, yes.
I
could tell because you were smiling so big.
Yeah, I ride it around my property in Alpine. I love it.
It's cool. It's good transportation. So, what new motorcycle did you get? Or did you want to talk about the track? What's for lunch?
Me?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it rumored that I got a new motorcycle?
Are you trying to get him in trouble with his wife?
Did you get a new motorcycle?
I just went and picked up a Hayabusa yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that, Dave?
No.
Or did you just throw
that
out there?
I had no idea. But I did have a
did
tingle.
Your wife know?
I had a tingle in the back of my neck.
I don't know who knows. I think everyone knows now.
Does probably, your wife know? Before you called in, did your wife know?
Yeah, she knew. It's right here in my backyard. I'm currently looking at it, working on it, polishing it, yeah.
Well, I will say one of our previous guests in the last year has so many dirt bikes, or motorcycles. I think it's Dirt and Street. And when his wife was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you have 8 motorcycles. And he had really like 15. And he's like, I just let her believe that. But I won't say who that guest was.
What year Hayabusa?
It's an 06.
Oh, okay.
What are your plans with it?
Drive the hell out of it.
I have the 1000 that is currently my daily rider. And I've already put, since I've got it, 15,000 on it in the last year.
One year. Dad, did you hear that?
One year, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's my normal average for years, 12,000 to 13,000.
So you ride every day on that, on your bike?
I ride every day. Mm-hmm. So this is basically, I want to get another one. I keep the mileage low.
Mm-hmm. Right.
More of like a touring, like fun bike when I want to go ride somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know,
excuse.
My GSXR, the 1000 I got, it's my dream bike, and, you know, I ride it every day. I enjoy it every day.
that's awesome.
Hey, that I do it all the time. I say, hey, if you're not smiling what you're driving, then get rid of it.
Isn't it crazy people out there don't even understand that?
I know.
You know what the craziest thing is? Everyone at my work and everyone at home knows when I drive my car and everyone knows when I ride my bike.
Because you're smiling.
When I come home in a good mood on my bike, or if I'm stuck in traffic in my car, I hate it.
Yeah. I know. I'm right there with you, brother. I'm right there. That is so cool. So what color is it?
Black.
I hit it.
All black.
I am not trying to tread in politics. I know I'm not allowed to. But on my drive here today, there was a very timid driver. It's like, if you can't go the minimum just to get on the freeway, I started thinking, force people who don't enjoy themselves, or those timid people out there, why don't you take this mass transit that they're forcing on us?
Right.
Because there's so much money. Ah, he's grinning again. Maybe he just grins all the time.
Get off the
road. Get out the way. You're not enjoying it. You're in the way. You're a danger. And we're putting so much time and yap and money into this mass transit that's going to save the world. Why don't we do that? Why don't you just scoot yourself over there? Just TikTok your way to work.
Did you sit on a tack? did you?
I don't even know.
Dirt dude, what did you do? How did you do that?
What? Did you
just,
what are you playing?
Put a soapbox on the floor. She just stood on a real quick.
I don't know.
I just
looked over.
There was a timid driver in front of me on the way here, and that's where that came from. I'm like, get on this mass transit that 3% or less
but
are doing.
Don't you love it?
And I'm
classified it as a timid driver. Not a bad driver.
You know
timid
what? You guys
driver.
Know what I'm talking about. Like, freaking merge. Go.
It's under your right foot.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, so much money is going to that 3%.
All right. So you getting a new outfit for 23?
Oh, for as our spokesperson?
As the announcement?
Yeah, announcer. Are you going to get a new shirt, Dirt Dude?
Come on, man.
New hairdo.
The new style, yes. Yes, I've got a new shirt. It's going to be a new year.
That's what I said. You got to be styling, dude.
I couldn't find a t-shirt sponsor, so I went and got my own.
Okay.
I didn't, you know, it's going to be totally with my whole theme that, you know, I go with every year. So.
And Ron, he's going to wear the same long sleeve shirt, whether it's 105 degrees or 45 degrees.
That's right.
He'll wear the same thin long sleeve shirt.
Which he should.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you know they're motocross jerseys? You can wear a motocross jersey in the desert. That's what they're there for.
That's what they're
designed them for. Exactly. So you could ride in the desert and you don't, you know, have any problems.
It's that 45 degree, and he'll have his shorts on.
Yep.
I'll have my race suit with stuff underneath and then my poncho on top and my warm beanie, and he'll be in his shorts and his new shirt rocking
his
stuff.
You're only cold if you think you're cold.
I'm only cold if it's under 73 degrees.
No, it's.
I was born and raised in San Diego.
70 degrees.
73. Then.
So you counting the days down there, son? Hey, you getting ready to watch the game?
Steelers aren't playing. Who are you for then?
Yeah.
Who do you care?
Eagles, because I'm tired of the Chiefs. I'm watching another Mahomes commercial, and I'm be like, I'm done with that kid.
You're Mahomed out.
You're Mahomed out.
Yeah.
All right. All right, well, go barbecue something.
All right, well, hopefully we can get into some racing action soon.
We're looking forward to it.
We will.
Take care, buddy.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break. We come back right here on Racial Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racial Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, this is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. Got an in-house dyno. Works on every kind of car imaginable, every race car. The guys are excellent when it comes to it. So check them out at Certified Car Care, CertifiedCarCare.net, CertifiedCarCare.net. All right. So I think we've got our caller in, Ron Meyer. How you doing?
Another Ron.
Another Ron. Right. That'll be easy. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very good. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, appreciate you calling in. So you're the promoter at Mojave. Tell us some good news. Long-term contract. You're not shutting any doors.
Yeah. Well, so far, that 2 weeks ago, we had our opening night.
Nice.
That went very, very well, actually. We had 78 cars on hand. We had 29 IMCA modifieds, which is the most we've had since we've opened up there.
Wow.
That many guys were ready. That's what's impressive. You know, we all wait till the night before to get ready.
That's a typical racer. But we have a lot of new things actually coming this year at Mojave Valley Race Week. We got we signed on the USAC Sprint Cars for 3 months. And then we have the Western Midgets coming in 2 races this year. And we also have the Wing Sprint Cars coming in from Arizona, the Arizona Wing Cars. So We're trying some different things this year to hopefully maybe get some more fans in the stands and see what happens.
So Ron, let me just ask real quick. For folks that maybe have not been to Mojave, where are you located?
We're located right off the 90 on Laguna Road. We're like about 3 miles south of Needles.
Oh, okay. So
like 20-25 minutes from Laughlin area.
Gotcha. It's easy to find. I've been there once.
Yeah. Have you been there once?
Yeah, I raced there once.
How big a track is it?
It's a third mile dirt, and we got a nice banking to it, and the track is really coming along very, very well, actually. The last half a year last year and the first race of this season here, the track's really been holding together. We're good. We have a very good track crew. Wow. We bought some new equipment to try to make the track better, and the racing's been very good there.
That's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
Sprint car.
So have you raced there?
Once.
What'd you think?
I enjoyed it. Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah. But they got USAC and midgets and, geez, a lot of fast racing there.
It's a fast little racetrack, really. It's very nice. We've done a lot of improvements. We've finally got a scoreboard up there, which I think helps the fans kind of stay tuned with what's happening in the race.
Yeah, sometimes it does get – where's the leader when they start lapping?
Yeah. I think that's helped out a lot. So, I mean, it's we've done a lot of improvements since we get the track was pretty much run down. We took over. We're going into our third year. This will be the third year, me, my brother, and my wife.
That's right.
Like I said, we've done a lot of work to the track, and it's coming along well.
So I see you're into giving back, and you've got an event coming up that's going to – it's called the Third Annual Bill and Shirley Meyer Showdown. So that would tell me, because there's going to be some money floating around the pits – after the racing, what are you expecting in that event? And you know, it's great you're looking back to your mom and dad.
Well, I'm hoping to get more modified. I'm hoping to get cars out of California, really, and I'm hoping to get around 35-40 cars. That's what I'm hoping for.
But, right.
That would be a blessing if that happened. But we have the modifieds coming in. We have the Northern Sport Mods coming in. We have the IMCA stock cars coming, and we have our street stocks coming. So we're running four divisions.
Wow.
And it should be a good weekend.
Yeah, it really, really does. So what's it normally cost to go to get in the race or spectate?
We probably have the cheapest thing in town. It's $12 to get in for general admission. Wow. It's $10 for if you're a senior or military. And $6 for kids from 6 to 11.
Wow. See, that's
very nice.
I know. And you probably got the best food in the county.
I do believe we have the best hot dog. Hot dogs are very good. they're better than the Martinville hot dogs, because I've had one of them.
Oh, no.
Ooh, you just dropped the mic on that
you
one.
Just dropped the mic on that one. Yeah. I don't know what it is about a racetrack, but when you get food at a racetrack, it's like you've never had anything like that before. So maybe that'll be worth the trip.
Food's good, yeah. You need to come on out.
Yeah, just go.
Probably have the coldest beer in town, too.
Gosh. I've been talking on radio for 4 hours.
Hey, where can the fans find you online? Are you on Facebook? Where's your race schedule located?
We are on Facebook. It's actually on our we have a webpage, MojaveValleyRaceway.com. And we're on Facebook, Instagram, and that's pretty much all we have. Like, we're hooked up with a radio station up there, local race station, that they do a little advertising for us up there, which is helping us out also. So it's very good.
Weather's going to be good. I was looking up the weather.
Yeah, and you're happy. I know, you know, working through Scott is perfect, because Scott knows we try. I think we're one of the only Southern or San Diego County that does racing, especially dirt. So we're happy to help you anytime. Just got to let us know what you want to announce. Just talk to Scott, say, hey, how do we get a hold of Dave and Brittany? And, you know, we're happy to support any track that's, you know, trying to get back up on its feet or go forward, you know, and be as big as you want it to be.
Much appreciated. I also forgot to mention, actually, we have the flat tracks coming up there, too, the flat track motorcycle.
Oh, yeah. Tell us more. Tell us more, please.
Yeah, because that track would fit.
Yeah, I'm hoping that. I've been trying to get them in there for the last couple of years, actually, because I like motorcycles myself, and we have them coming, actually, on the River Run deal. So I'm hoping it turns out to be a good show also, which it should be. I mean, I like flat track stuff.
So. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Me three.
Yeah, I know. You know, I was gonna say.
A lot of exciting stuff coming.
Yeah, well, you know, you just, it's definitely a challenge. You have to agree.
Oh, yeah. It's way more work than I anticipated.
Oh, boy, but have he's showing up for a third year.
Have you ever heard anybody say anything different? Yeah, because your passion just gets away with you, and next thing you know, it turns out to be really a job. But your heart's in it. I can hear it. And was it your sister? You and your sister?
No, it's me, my brother, and my wife.
Oh, your
Where'd
wife.
Where'd you get the sister?
I don't know where I got the sister from.
I remember him saying brother.
Yeah, I don't know where I was got sister
wife.
Either.
It was the wife.
Yeah. But so how many folks are you getting in the stands?
Well, we're trying to build that up a little bit.
Right.
The race we had 675 people.
That seems to be the norm. Our track, same thing. Even when Cajon Speedway was up and alive, I don't think it got more than 800.
Cajon, I just remember Cajon back in the 70s and 60s. They used to pack them in, just like, you know, Orange Show used to pack them in there.
Yeah.
There's just too many things to do now, I think, in California.
Yes, I think so.
Next time you're in El Cajon, just drive by and the track is still there.
Don't encourage a track promoter to look at something like that.
No,
it's not nice.
No, because it'll make him work harder.
Oh, okay.
It'll make him work harder. That darn thing is still there.
Yeah.
Flat as a pancake. They lied to us. They didn't use it for what they said they were going to do. And it's gone. But yet it's still there.
That's the same. Because I raced down back in the late 70s, early 80s, down at the Speedway 117.
Yeah.
That's gone too. They're taking them all away from us. That's for sure.
As quick as they can. So it's a joke. I have a Cajon Speedway jacket that I wear, and I walked up to Chris Agajanian, and he says, "Oh, I remember Cajon Speedway." I says, "Yeah." So don't let that happen here. Mm-hmm. And we were at Paris. And I do it. I'll rub their noses in it. Because if you don't get in their face, you know, they'll get complacent. And next thing you know, you turn around, it's like, where in the hell did the racetrack go?
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're, like, here in California, they're trying, like, all the fairgrounds and stuff now. They're trying to base all the racetracks on all the fairgrounds. In Northern California, that's what most of them tracks are out there now.
Ventura's got another fight on their hands, I think. Question for racers. On a two-day show, like the one coming up, is there camping allowed in the pits? Or must they leave?
Yes.
And go ahead.
Yeah, no, we have just dry camping. That's all,
And do you offer practices ever or not? Is that a common thing or not?
We had a practice in January, and we'll probably have a couple more throughout the year, but people keep asking me about practice on Thursday, but to do 3 days on a dirt track for our small little track there, it's kind of hard to track.
Yeah.
I think 3 nights in a row.
Right.
So. Yeah.
Understandable.
Yeah, she's just being a racer.
I'm just, you know, asking some questions that maybe people, you know, with a modified are thinking about going, and they might want to know.
Right.
That's
all. So, all right. So you run it. What's your season's beginning and end?
We started. Like I said, actually, just last week. I said 2 weeks ago. We actually started last weekend, and we'll run until the end of May, and then we shut down for the summertime because it's just too hot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Come back. September on Labor Day in September, we start back up again, and we run until November.
All right. Well, I'm telling you, anything we can do to help. I mean, even though we're in San Diego and you're a tad drive up, but if you're ever, you know, maybe down
a mini vacation in
San
Diego,
you happen to have a car hanging on the tail end of your truck. I do local.
You're coming up to, if you're coming up, let me know. We'll get you in for free and get you a couple free beers.
All right. Well, I want
a hot dog.
Well, I was going to say I do TV down here, and all the racers in San Diego pretty much watch that show. I mean, I'm saying if it ever works out, I'm more than happy to help you out.
I appreciate that so much.
But I'm definitely taking you up on the beer. That's all there is to it.
Beer over the hot dog? I'll take the
No,
hot
I'm
dog.
Getting the hot dog. You can have the
you
beer.
Want the hot dog.
I'm really not. I'm telling you, I bet he, I'm not even going to ask him because he's going to tell me all the great ways they fix them, and then I'll really be bummed. What's your website one more time?
It's Mojave Valley Raceway.
.com. Don't you love being technical? I hate it.
Yeah.
All right, Ron. Thank you very much, and you have a wonderful and, oh, yeah, you can watch the football game.
Yes. Yep, I'm going to go watch that right now.
All right, well, you have fun.
Yes. Wishing you a safe and successful season.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
No problem. We'll be in touch. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This is Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, where are we here? Oh, yeah, this is, can't be that, Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue. Go to Certified Car Care for all your automotive needs. All right, Brittany's having fun.
Brendan is so fun to work with.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
Daddy,
you
don't,
Big Daddy.
You don't think so, Dave?
Oh, I think you're a gem.
Oh, thank you.
What would I do without you? No, we have a lot of good conversations.
Yeah, I was going to say, without me, you're not on the air.
That's true, too.
Talking inside a room all by yourself.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, and usually I have to put a real big, thick jacket on to do that. I don't know what that is. Who is this guy?
Ron. Ron is here. Ron Schoonover. Yep, Schoonover.
Got it.
Makes you nervous.
Thinking
though,
out loud,
it's
my
funny
thought
how you
process.
Do that because,
yeah,
that's how I do it with people too. Take school, drop the L.
Yep.
Put the
it's N just because I said it wrong in my head all week, so that's why.
You were fine.
Well, owner of Schoonies Side by Side in El Cajon, but also, and I don't think we're going to cover the 2, 3, and 4 wheels, but I have to drop this on you, Dave, unless you already know this. But he races currently as well. We were starting at 12. We didn't get past like age 13. Right. He's a little older now. So if we fast forward, he is actually currently racing.
A little older.
Right now, go-karts.
Yeah, I jumped in the dirt about a year and a half ago.
Oh,
see his face?
You rascal.
He loves go-karts. I wanted to make
Pat
sure.
All the guys out there at Camp Lockett and gave that a try. And then Josh over at JH Motorsports said, hey, you kind of got a knack for this driving thing. You want to try the asphalt? So I jumped in an asphalt cart last December, which would have been December of, 2021.
Okay, thanks for clarifying.
Yep, 2 months
ago?
No, and then did pretty much a full season last year in the Nationals, in the National Circuit in the go-karts. Got my butt kicked along the way. And
Those are lessons.
Yes. Never been an asphalt guy. So it was, you know, I'm used to backing that thing in there backwards and driving it around in a circle, and these are a little different. So
and those
a little more technical.
Kids can drive.
Oh, you're telling me.
I mean,
my gosh, they're machines.
They're machines. They're like,
you're talking the people right now are machines?
The drivers.
Yeah.
The dad just takes a computer and goes, it's a button and it's a machine.
Yeah, we're not talking the go-kart. We're talking
the driver is
programmed. I mean, literally, I think he...
Since age five.
Yeah, I think they hook him up to a laptop, give him a little program and say go. I mean, they're just machines.
The driver?
The driver.
Well,
it's insane.
You know, Scott Pruitt. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Scott Pruitt lived in Sacramento. I lived in Davis. I had a go-kart track. I mean, I managed it. He would come down every Saturday, his dad and him, and put him over in the corner, put cones around him, and beat him on the helmet to go out and back, from 8 o'clock till 5 o'clock. And the kid never stopped to foot. And that looked kind of a driver he came out.
Yep.
I think that has to be what you've got to do to get in the ranks of where you're racing. Are you going back to dirt again, or are you going to stay
there? That's what I was thinking. Go-karts are on dirt.
I think I'll block it. I'll do a couple races out there this year. Unfortunately, I've got a pretty full race schedule ahead of me. So,
I'm
deep into the national racing right now in the carts.
I just came back.
Okay,
I
now
just came
you
back from Tucson.
Why I'm not doing it?
Why?
Yeah, you know why? I'm not getting in a cart because she even called me and asked me, and I have my 3 first place trophies.
Oh yeah,
and I literally took a picture of them to send to her. From 1994, you know, did you ever race at Imago?
No.
Oh, that was a kick butt track. I mean, I loved it. And then I raced at the Q, which would relocate all your kidneys. And then,
yeah.
Do you ever know Isabella Bucciolacci?
Yes.
That little girl. I used to get her on radio, and she'd put the helmet on or put the microphone on, and she'd twist it around, and she would just literally yell at you, you know. Today you can't get 2 words out of her.
Nah.
So you got your butt kicked.
Then,
are you getting it kicked less?
A lot less
this
kicking? Year. So I actually
are you doing the kicking?
Did my first race about a week and a half ago out in Tucson and cracked the top 5.
There we go.
So now we're starting to show those guys what these County boys can do.
Now are you shift carts or just
yeah, I'm doing a K Masters, just a 100 single speed.
Okay, single speed. Do you driven a shifter?
I have not. I've it's one of those things that it's definitely my cup of tea because it's a dirt bike situation.
Yeah.
The lines are different. It's not so much momentum racing.
Yeah.
But at this point, I need to cut my roots in the.
Well, you need
to
at least
speed.
Try. I did. I tried it, and I just went to the Jim Hall School. You know, to me, it was just more work that I needed to.
Is there a lot of? That's what I want to know. Is there a lot of shifting throughout it?
Oh yeah,
like down, down, down.
Yeah,
down, 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 down. Oh,
right.
Okay.
Where with an enduro cart, it's all.
Yeah, carrying the momentum.
Yes,
yep.
Mm-hmm. It's all momentum racing in what I'm doing right now.
Yep. But you're having fun.
I'm having a blast. It's like just reliving the childhood.
Who's your
sponsor again? JH Motorsports out of El Cajon.
What do they do?
They do the go-kart thing. So they're actually trying to get they've been working with Barona over the last year and a half, couple of years, trying to get a little dirt track going up there at Barona.
Yeah, yeah,
it hasn't
yeah.
really happened yet.
Would
we've,
that be on the
had
infield?
A race. Yes, it was on the infield.
Okay, okay.
He's done a race here and there, like in November, like one race, one-offs. But he's trying to get on board and get a schedule going out there as well and kind of buddy that in with Camp Lockett.
Oh,
he's trying to do all the
Why don't you come on back to KUSI and bring the carts?
Would love to.
You know how to get a hold of me, right?
I can definitely get him on board for that.
Yeah, didn't cost nothing. And no, I'm not going to go out and ride.
What? I want to race you.
You guys
Dave,
need to come out to Lockett.
I want to race Dave on the dirt in a go-kart. I've never been in a go-kart. Ever, never, never, ever.
Well, I've never been on a dirt cart.
Well, right. I've never even been in a cart, so.
Well, I'll tell you what. I can make that happen for you guys.
Yes!
If you guys are serious about
That'd
it,
be fun.
I'll get together with Josh
to
and I'll make it
other.
Happen.
That'd be fun, huh?
Yes. Although there's no cage.
You don't need a cage.
I like cages.
It's called suction.
Now, I see the time because I found the clock.
Very good.
I do want to say that he did try to dabble with 2 wheels. Do you mind going back?
Yeah, no
in
problem.
History?
Couple wheels.
Yeah, when I was racing for Kawasaki Team Green on the 3-wheelers, and that started dying in the mid 80s there because of all the lawsuits and everything. Well, Kawasaki was gracious enough to say, "Hey, you've got a knack for this dirt thing. Let's try the dirt bike." So
Isn't
they
that
actually
cool?
They actually steered me to Quincy Kawasaki over in El Cajon, provided me with a dirt bike, and said, "Hey, do you happen to know this guy Tommy Clowers and Mike Craig?" Well, I happened to go to school with Tommy at the time. He was a year older than me, you know, at school. So one thing led to another and started doing some riding with those guys. But I was already 15, 16 years old. I hate to say it, but I was already an old man in the dirt bike sport, you know.
Yeah.
Because I was really just getting started on dirt bikes. And because I grew up doing the 3-wheel thing my whole life.
Sure.
You know, I
sure.
threw a leg over those at 4 years old. And that's all I knew. That's
but
what
they
I knew.
Saw the potential and then said, well, here, we got 2 wheels waiting for you. You didn't mention Mike Craig before. He's still out. I just saw him at Barona Oaks.
Oh,
he's
I was watching Christian last night, you know, on the Supercross. So believe me, it's
you don't say no to a handlebar or a steering wheel.
No, not when you're a teenager, especially. That's amazing.
I don't think at any age, really, if you come right down to it.
And well, then you got the Kawasaki team manager offering it to you.
Yeah,
you're not saying no to that.
Yeah,
so would you race a unicycle?
Oh,
sorry.
Of course I would.
Okay.
I figured out one way or another we're
would
racers.
Would you race a unicycle?
Yeah. I always say racers race.
That's right. You didn't answer your question.
I'm trying to figure out how to turn it right now. My chair right now.
Yeah, it's your arms. Yeah, right, right. So, yeah.
See, suction.
You're already in trouble. You're already in trouble. There's
is
no
there
else.
Counter steering when's, with your derriere?
What's practice day on this? When, yeah. when do we get started?
Gosh, I'd want elbow pads.
Did you ever see those little solo wheels?
Yes, I have.
Try
I,
that on for size.
I've seen, yeah. I just talked to somebody who's in a cast because of one of those. Yeah.
I,
know. Yeah.
I quit reviewing them. Yeah, because they're not safe.
Did you ever jump on them when you
yeah.
were, or did you just have it on a table?
No, I actually
you're like,
tried.
Oh, I would, but
I
it's
tried
on a table.
To ride it, and I almost, you know, and I went down.
How many years ago?
It was 8.
Oh, okay.
Not too bad.
Yeah. Ooh, which reminds me, I'm Ooh. So sorry to take away from you, Ron, but 81-year-old Lars Larson just raced yesterday, got third at the Glen Ellen, I believe, because he was at somewhere on Friday night with us and he's like, I gotta go. I gotta get up at 4. I race tomorrow. Like,
81 years old. Home.
Love it.
Yeah. Still factory
you know
sponsored.
Lars? You ever heard of Lars Larson?
Husqvarna.
Yes. Yeah. Don't know him personally, but they, what a story.
He, show up,
you're
he
sitting
shows up
in his chair.
Yeah. He's the only one right now racing the 2023. Yeah. Because I go, do you compare notes with the other guys? He's all no, they're still in 2022s.
They gave him a 23?
Yeah. He prefers the 2022. That he goes, they moved the motor 3 millimeters. I don't know if it was up, down, side to side. I don't know, but I don't like it. He prefers the 2022.
And he but can feel it.
He can feel
he
it.
He can feel it. That's a racer.
That's, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true, yes. Racer. Uh-huh.
So sorry, I wanted to give a
so
shout out
to So what's your website?
We are ScooneySideBySide.com.
Okay. And we're
relocated.
We're over in El Cajon, 202 Greenfield Drive, Suite A in El Cajon.
Look for all the toys.
Well,
look
that's what I was thinking. I saw on your website, which has a lot, has your history, your story, and but you put on lights and radios and safety gear, and it's more
above.
Than just, do you sell them out the mm-hmm. door, or do you enhance them?
Yeah, we enhance them. Okay. We're not a dealer, so okay. Once you know make the purchase from Polaris or one of the dealerships, bring it on over.
So come over and look for fun ideas.
Exactly. Light bars, you know, sound systems, all that. One of the things we really pride ourselves in is we offer pickup of the car for you. I know,
oh.
You know, that's some of the hardest things, you know, getting out there and get those big toy haulers. You know, guys have fifth wheels, so it's tough to bring those
right.
around. So we'll offer a pickup service.
Now you should see the lighted whip they put on their buggies.
Those are required, correct?
Yeah, but not his. His are red, white, blue.
His are even better.
They're beautiful.
What I mean, are these shirts about?
This year's, I got Scooney shirts. This year's just a rugged radio shirt. Oops. So this is just the communications that we run
it's
in
called
cars.
Advertising. He's yeah. a billboard today.
Yeah.
And the hat?
That's one of my race hats right there. That's actually the team that I race for is JH Motorsports, mm-hmm. and we're actually sponsored by Lando Norris Karts. So it's just a little
Lando Norris. What?
Lando Norris. He's a F1 driver. He makes go karts. So we actually we run his line of karts is what we do.
And
stop
yes or
talking
no,
karts.
One yes or no
sucking
question.
It back in.
Do you? It's Dave's question. Do you have a food sponsor?
No.
Come on. You got to get a food
he
sponsor.
He always asks. It's a good
I'm
idea.
Always I'm always ragging. Come on. You got to get a food sponsor. Hey, man, it has been a blast. We will get together, get some more KUSI coverage, get these go-kart people, you know, get so many people out the track they have to expand.
We have a drag racer coming in next week.
All right.
Listeners.
Well, you enjoy the Super Bowl if that's where you're headed. Otherwise, this is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.